One team, one community, one borough. The One Borough Podcast.
Hi, this is Borough Tom, previously known as Alfonso Bonzo, and I'm going to be talking about this weekend's forthcoming game at the Emirates, the FA Cup clash between Arsenal and Middlesbrough. We all know that Aitor Karanka likes to plan as though the next game is always the most important, but let's take a look at some players that this game will have more importance for than others. First of all, Kike and Jalovosin. We've seen Patrick Bamford score and perform well against Manchester City and against Liverpool, giving him a bit of confidence that he can perform at that level. Vossen was decent enough against City and Kike took his goal well, but both will be looking to prove that they can perform against top flight opposition should we get promoted. But obviously Bamford and Lee Tomlin were two of the standout performers against Man City, and you'd expect both to start. So it might be that it's Kike or Vossen who gets the nod for this one, and whoever it is will want to grab that chance with both hands. Lee Tomlin is another player that will be looking to make an impact. Of all the players to come out of the Manchester City game, Tomlin seems to have emerged with the most credit. We all remember him turning Vincent Kompany before hitting the post. In fact, there were even some rumours last week of Alan Pardew's Crystal Palace looking to make a deadline day bid. Of course, this didn't materialise, but there's certainly now a spotlight on Tomlin that maybe there wasn't before, with him winning Player of the Month and a couple of good performances in his last two games. And people will be looking for him to make an impact for Middlesbrough. We just hope he can deliver, as we know that he has been inconsistent, particularly earlier on in the season. And of course, it's a big game for second-choice goalkeeper Thomas Mejias. I think I speak for all of us when I say he had a start to forget to his Middlesbrough career. But he played well enough at Barnsley, and was probably our standout performer in the first half at Manchester City. And a big part of us going in half-time at 0-0 was down to the saves made by the Spaniard. Some people have the feeling that we're strong enough in every department except for in goal. Certainly on the forum there's been some lively debate about Dimi Konstantopoulos and his ability to play at the top level. And it's fair to say that Mejias certainly also has a way to go to prove his own ability. Similar showing at the Emirates to the one we saw at the Etihad could do wonders for his reputation. We seem to come through Tuesday's win at Blackpool relatively unscathed. Dani Ayala came off limping, but hopefully that was just a precaution. We also saw Jonathan Woodgate make his first appearance for 6 months. Having played 90 minutes last night, he is unlikely to start against Arsenal. Hopefully the rest for George Friend and Ryan Fredericks will mean that they can make a return to the side. Trying to work out which of Arsenal's forward players is their danger man is like trying to work out which kebab shop is going to give you food poisoning. They're all going to cause you problems, and you just have to deal with it. The main danger man at the moment looks to be a revitalised Theo Walcott, who's back to fitness and looking to make his mark and force his way back into the England squad. His pace can potentially cause us all sorts of problems. Arsene Wenger has told the press that he may rest a couple of stars against Middlesbrough. But even a second-choice Arsenal can still be very dangerous on their day. Of course, the challenge posed by Arsenal is going to be very different to the one from Manchester City. But that result will have inspired confidence throughout our team. And all the pressure here is on Arsenal, with this being their most realistic chance of silverware this season. We all hope that our players can give us fans another memorable result at the weekend. Come on, Borough.
Hello and welcome to Stats Corner. Today we're focusing on the Borough versus Arsenal game coming up this weekend, and there are both good news and bad news for Borough fans. And we'll start with the bad news first. Borough have only two post-war away wins against Arsenal. First of all was coming in 2001 in a rather bizarre 3-0 win where we won despite only having one shot on target. The other was on our way to previous cup glory in 2004. Arsenal have also yet to fail to score in any of their home games so far this season, and have won the last six home games in a row. However, there is still reason to be optimistic for Borough fans. No opposition player has scored against Borough in an away game in over 10.5 hours of football, with the only goal conceded being the own goal by Ben Gibson the other night for the last seven games. And finally, Borough have only lost once in the last six meetings between the two clubs, so reason to be optimistic for Borough fans.
Hi everyone, my name's Matt, also known as Humpty, also known as Grand Leadbitter's deepest, darkest secret. He passes to the left, he passes to the right, he smacks in 30 yarders, his corners are shall we actually move on to what I'm here to talk about, which is league form over the month of January. The league table's looking very tight at the minute, at the top in particular. Bournemouth sit pretty on the summit with 54 points and a goal difference of 31. Derby sit in second, also on 54 points, but with a goal difference of 27. And the Borough sitting in third place, just ahead of Ipswich. Ipswich on 51 points, and we are sitting on 53 points at the minute. So it's still a lot to play for. It's probably going to go down the wire. But there's 19 games to go, and it's anybody's to win. So January, it's been pretty good. To summarise, really, it couldn't be much better. We've won two games in the Cup, and we've took three wins and a draw, both home and away. The first being at Reading. It was a 0-0 draw. Missed a few chances, but we kept a clean sheet, so you can't really grumble. Huddersfield at home was our next game with a 2-0 win. We could have easily picked up a draw here, but Tomlin scored two goals, rescued the game for him because he'd been pretty iffy up to that point. And if I'm correct, I think that the commentary from BBCT's went something like, Tomlin's free! He's free! The keeper's out of his net! He's just going to roll it in! Roll it! Hit it! Get in! Get in, you big fat on the gerbil! 2-0 to the Borough! Anyway, Cardiff at home was next with a 2-1 win. Again, Bamford and Tomlin with the goals. Our final game of January was Brentford away on Sky with a 1-0 win. With another Grant Leadbitter penalty. What an apt way to finish the podcast. Anyway, thanks for listening. Cheers, guys. Catch you later.
One team, one community, one Borough. The One Borough Podcast.